Drought conditions combined with continued conflict are adding pressure to an already dire food security situation in the Syrian Arab Republic. The raising prospect of severe reductions in cereal crop production in key areas would mean increased food import needs and higher prices for 2014. This is according to FAO's latest food security outlook for Syria. Joining me in studio is Monica Totova, who is an economist with FAO in Rome. What are the crop projections for Syria this coming year?
The impact of conflict and drought conditions in Syria are impacting the crop production prospects in the country. In a situation like this, when we have only some reports of what's happening on the ground, it's difficult to come up with exact numbers. So in the report, we will be releasing the FAO model-based projections and based on remote sensing information and historical data. The actual numbers differ from various institutions, but nevertheless, the numbers indicate a significant drop in the production. The FAO put the wheat production in 2014 at about 2 million tons and the barley production at about 350,000 tons, which, put into perspective, is about 50% below the average for the last 10 years.
And how will this affect local production, pricing, and trade in the country?
Ongoing events in the country have reduced availability of inputs and increased the input prices. They also resulted in damaged farm equipment, for example, irrigation pumps, and eventually the outcome is abandoned land and power shortages. This situation happened already in the past, for example, in the last 2 years. However, with the rainfall deficit, it further compounded the problem, and there are areas of the countries which the rainfall deficit is ranging from 50 to 80%, and as such, the limited rainfall will result in lower yields that are expected to be harvested in the forthcoming weeks. Syria is a net food importing country, and even in the years with good domestic production, it imports a large amount of grains to satisfy its home food requirements. It's expected that this year, with the lower domestic production, the import requirement is going to be higher and more cereals will have to be imported. Consequently, with this shortages of food items, they are likely to put upward pressure on prices, and we can expect a higher food price inflation. As of December 2013, about 6.5 million people were internally displaced within Syria, and almost 2.7 million refugees were in the neighboring regions. Households are having a difficult time in accessing food due to the high levels of unemployment, reduced income-generating opportunities, high inflation rate, which we already mentioned before, currency depreciation, and disruption of the supply chain. The World Food Programme is on the ground and is helping these families.
What is being done to support the agricultural sectors?
The FAO and its partners provide support to families in the agricultural sector to restore livelihoods and build resilience. For example, in the 2013-2014 season, the FAO distributed wheat and barley seeds to almost 29,000 families. The preparations are also underway for the upcoming season, and the aim, the goal, is to help about 50,000 vulnerable small-scale farming families, and this will enable those families to meet their basic food needs, but also to sell the surplus on the market. There are other initiatives underway to increase food availability and enhance nutrition, such as providing livestock feed and veterinary assistance, as well as support for backyard poultry and vegetable production. We are hoping that with the proper targeting, the situation will improve, at least for some of the families, since we cannot reach out all people in need to improve their livelihoods and increase resilience. If we don't help them, particularly those displaced families and vulnerable farmers, we are threatening the long-term consequences for food security and economic survival.
Ms. Totova, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Sandra Ferrari for FAO Radio in Rome.